Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa ma yu'amru min mu'ammar wa la yunqasu min umri illa fi kitab. Barakat on the sins, the increase or the decrease one goes through, all is in the God. There is no change. So the Sahaba Ikram required that when there is no change, no alteration, what's the meaning of increase? You often come across the hadith, the person that is good to his parents, he receives increase. Increase in age, increase in rank. Then, you also hear there are no alterations. Then, how do you reconcile? So, the answer is, in his short life, Allah Ta'ala will give him a lot of opportunities. And Sulay Paksullah said, after the word, it's only 23 years. So the work he's done is unbelievable, so much. Hadith are recorded, quickly deduced. Quran Sharif, tafsirs, and tafsir upon tafsir, commentaries upon commentaries on hadith. Sciences came up this one. In the short age, Allah gives you a lot of opportunities. People have understood the philosophy of age. They feel they're not wrong, healthy. Imagine a horse and trailer coming from Cape Town to Durban, right? But bringing nothing, absolutely nothing. Graphite came from Durban to Cape Town back to Durban, no fire. On the contrary, the small cow, what they call it, half loaf. Hardly was a thing, the half loaf is easy to do. Quite the half loaf. But the half loaf brought a big box full of gems, diamonds, rubies, pearls, emeralds. All showing one diamond, not too big, but 5 million. Not so big. The cut, the carrot, all that. So imagine someone got a big box inside that half loaf, all these things there. So what's more precious? The big awesome trailer can become empty. We don't need it. Or a small half loaf, and a half loaf bringing this whole box of precious stones. So that's the philosophy of life. That you are good, kind, especially to your near dear family, parents. According to the goodness that you do, you receive a lot of opportunities. In a short while, Allah enables you to do a lot of work. I'm to Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, then to Abdul Aziz Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. The names are proverbial. The old days in India, Abdul Aziz was the first Mufti of Darul Deoband. if he's going into the bazaar, then he'll see the whole street all ladies what they want. Some of his relatives, some not related, all old age. So this one wants Tania, she wants Fudina, she wants Masool, so one wants chickpeas or chana, and he wants rice. So all what they need. And in those days, you won't get packets of it. Those are the things pre-packed. So you must bring your own container. So now, how to bring all this? You have your own chadar. The chadar is one knot for this one here, one knot for that one knot for this one here, one knot for the other one. And you can deliver it to every house. And one auntie will say, but I didn't ask this one here. I asked chadar, but not this type here. No one, no eternity. So going and coming, like from here, sometimes right to just before, you know, the engine garage, going and coming back. No frown, nothing. It's khidmat. In spite of the fact that he was the head mufti of Darul Deoband, but he didn't hesitate in doing it. Head mufti, first one, first mufti, but no hesitation in doing this thing here. King Muhammad Shafi Saad Rahmatullah Ali, most of you all, some of you all have seen the Darul Deoband railway station. I know, the bigger day also, you cannot have two lights. Two lights, home, lights at home. So now one man comes in late at night, 11 o'clock or so, and he's got a lot of saman. With saman he's got, he, his wife, and saman. And as he jumps off the station, there's a no porter. Mohammed Shafi Saab happened to be at the station at the time. The coolie is here. So, what's the saman? This saman there. So, the three suitcases he carried on his head. How he couldn't carry anymore. One, two he carried in his head. So, alright, the rest you carry now. So, he poured it. Left it at the person's place and it disappeared. Nobody knows who came. Who is the person waking from, nobody knows. You see this khidmat. When a person gains acceptance in his work, these are the things it brings about, that acceptance. Hard work, all right, it's in its place. What strikes it off? There must be something to strike and gain acceptance. See, you are a matchstick, right? But just the matchstick is not sufficient to give you light. It has to have some strike in it. It's got a strike, then everything comes up. No strike, nothing. All our Bismarck, they're known for that. We have the Shaykh Ibn Muhammad Ali, we have the Shaykh Islam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all of them. Any Mehman coming any time to see to him. Even if it is just a travelling companion, or Jari Qurba, or Jari, or Sahib, or Jam, traveling companion. So talent is not right, messed up. So Lord of the Seas cleaned up for the Hindu traveling companion. He won't raise an eyebrow. He won't raise an eyebrow. The traveling companion. But now then you see Sheikh Al-Islam with the students. I heard from several Pakistani ulama. The madrasas that flourished in India, in Pakistan, most of them were because of the Sheikh Al-Islam. Most of them. So what level of ikhlas he must have had, what level of acceptance Allah gave, but these are the things. And they don't even talk about it. That makes it even worse. They don't even talk about it. There one khadim sneaks and finds something, he doesn't do it. And this was a pattern throughout their life. Not one day, 2 days. Of the life. This man comes at the late part of the night. And it's winter. Jovan is just on the banks of the Himalayas. Can you imagine how cold it is? Now he doesn't have enough to keep himself warm. So I say, what a warm clothing of here, give it to him. And that night, he remained in the cold. And the night was just to keep him. Now, notwithstanding, the next morning he has to go teach Bukhari Sharif. But he used to do it. In those days, you were getting students from Russia, from Algeria, Tajka, and all that. The Islam is teaching hadith. One student going from Kyrgyzstan or somewhere. But now there's enough now. Right? See, you can have a tight breakfast and come. I don't have any breakfast. I'm waiting for my lunch. I have to prepare my own lunch. When he said that, Shaykh Islam kept quiet. After the 10 seconds of right, from today onwards, you will eat with me. From today onwards, you will eat with me. See the generosity, kindness. For the whole class, hey, stop. Enough now. You to khakar kya hata hai. That's why, tu khakar kya hata hai. The jazba of khidmat, one is to father and sundry, and one is to family immediate. So, Ajibai Qadiya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, must have been about 5 years younger to my mother. So, in the infancy they lived together. And any woman needs anything. And he's old, now he's come up of age. Right? If any woman in the family, the pretty woman will ask, I want this type of button, that zip, this cotton here. And before, you know, you have seen old ladies, they were doing knitting. Now it's almost finished now. Now it's like a long mouth. Right? So they're doing anything. He wants this 1 year. If he's going to town, he takes everybody all this. No town, nothing. Everybody's order. Right. Get this for you, so he has everything. He put himself into difficulty, but he'll make sure that he buys everything for you. See, all these things add up. There's no acceptance and acceptance for how it comes. How Allah brings out that acceptance. if elders, family, keep them happy all the time. I did Tarawih twice in Yaswan. And Yaswan is the most difficult place to read Tarawih. I think more difficult than the Haram Sharif. Because I wish to see. It's so difficult to read Tarawih there. So the last year in Yaswan, so there was a need to go to Linz, and there was a need to be on the farm. So to be going to Linz night, you're going to go there, ride, come back, someone will offer food or so. So the farm will eat food for all these years. I could see now, our Sahib Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahman Farid, throughout his life, although he was the uncle, but he would remain and behave just like an employee. He won't show any certain authority, nothing. Quiet, calm. So he didn't even tell me, you know, there's a need here. But I could see there was a need. I could see, and he can't say it because he's an employee. Right? One is what the bosses want. The bosses want to go to Linz. Right? He's an employee. But I could see now he would like me to read Tarawih there. He didn't mention it at all. Not one word. I just read the Tarawih in the farm. Although it's quite difficult, it takes the toll on you. That same Tarawih to recite to Hafizah 5 times. On the ball, whole day you are buzzing the Quran Sharif. Right. The whole world is on holiday, and you must be at it. And Hafizah is on the case. I could see the happiness it brought to him. It was a tremendous happiness. You know? You get these opportunities of pleasing your stars, your seniors. And then you please them, then something happens for you. When I came to Deoband, Darul Deoband, so there was a need to read Tarawih in the Chatta Masjid. Then you must finish in 10 days. That's why I got into the habit of 10 days. So, Ibrahim, Tarawih ka kya nazm hai? So, Abdul Farmai. Now we all looking for holiday. All want to be relaxed. And Mustafa is asking, Tarawih ka kya nazm hai? Jisse aap farmai. So, I read the Tarawih. 1 year later or 2 years later, he asked me again. So I agreed. But the first night I didn't perform. Because when he asked me, is TG apne Tarawih nahi sunai? So I said, maine intizar kiya, chaand ki khabar to nahi aayi. Chaand ki khabar to taqreeban 1 baje raat ko aayi. Us waqt to koi tha nahi, masjid mein. آپ تنہا جا کر کی نماز شروع کر لیتے ہیں پھر اصلاح سوری جا کر کے نماز شروع کر لیتے ہیں تو ناؤ مینس آئی مسٹ فنیش دا قرآن ناؤ 9 days بفور 10 days فرض از مسڈ آؤٹ رائٹ دس از اے مسٹیک اپ ٹو ناؤ آئی ریگریٹ آئی تھنک اباؤٹ اٹ آئی ریگریٹ مائی طبیعت از سم تھنگ ہیز ٹو بی ڈن مسٹ بی ڈن فنیش However, it must be done. So the next day I read 6 Ibarat. Why I regret up till now, then was once almost my ustad a little bit uncomfortable. I only discovered it afterwards. My whole kurta was drenched, you know, in perspiration. But you know, that sick was finished now. Class, I've done 3 hours, you know. squeeze one sipara here, one sipara there, one sipara there. If young, you think like that. Till now, when I think about this, I have a lot of regrets that I brought no discomfort. Although they like to arrive, but then why I brought that discomfort? Then, it was 96, this was now in the 70s. Then now, 20 years later, 96. So we went to Madras. Ibrahim asked me to hear Tarawih. Now I'm thinking, so many ulama and all that. I'm sorry, from 76 to 96, 20 years later. Then I will be sluggish. You're not like active like what used to be. So I was a little bit hesitant. I said, listen, I just hear Tarawih. I'll make dua for you. So, we all respected him, and we respect him till now. And I went, alhamdulillah, finished Tarawih. So you see this, your elders keep it up. You take the toll on you. Whatever, take the toll. If you do it, you must do it now. They want you to do it, class. And I say, you won't get this chance again. Elders won't come again now. Now I don't have a regular office, so I'm asking you to do it. Rather, you obviously, but I brought a little bit of discomfort. Shouldn't have done that. Then, when the hearts are pleased, then some du'as come out. So, it's about a calm when you die. And you don't realize that your work, you know, you get that. In other simple words, you get activated. One dua comes out, and you get activated. One is to do the khidmat, and one is to do it with a smile, and to keep them smiling. Do the khidmat, do it with a smile, and keep them smiling. So around, I think it must have been about just end of 90s. And before, we always be living in one home. Five brothers living in one home. I think, hey, how we live there. Allah Baks Fazal. So all the moving. So now, I came after Fajr, finished my routine. So if it's summer, people will be still sleeping, because Fajr, they read Ishaq Namaz, Quran Sharif, and then they'll sleep in the middle. So that time on, my mother came in. And all the brothers are moving on. Something, why she came? What happened? So she's asking, how all your brothers are taking their own homes. So, you will also be taking your own home now. So, if you say something, it will keep her happy. Think, plan how to say it. If I say, for example, that as long as you play around, I'll be here, that will mean that I'm waiting for them to go, then I'll leave. Will bring a nice feeling. So Allah put in mind, so I made my mind, made a niyat, I'll stay in this house here for another 50 years. Now she's over 70 at the time, right? So it's beyond her life expectancy. Beyond her. It's after late 90 or beginning 20. But beyond her life expectancy. Oh, then I see this, alright. Now she's worried at that time, and she's aging, and then who's going to run the house? You get a chance, Allah gives you a chance, and that chance you will just take it. You know, someone's dua will come. It takes a toll, alright, to be patient, and your iski sunu, listen to everybody, and do the right thing. But this chance comes just once. You take it, running away. And you're missing it, and you missed out. Then it's too late, and say, had I done this, had I done this, had I done this, then it's too late. So, the thing about it, as an elder parents, an elder in family, how to do it. It was around Muharram, Muharram between two rozas. So, I just came from India at the time. And Harun was out for some work. So I had to do the Isha Namaz. I was the voluntary imam in front of me. There were no ulama now. So early 80s, no ulama. So I had to do the imamat. So if the imam, if there's a talk, I must do the talk as well. So I said, no subut for all the things here, khalas. Now my uncle, he was the trustee of the masjid. So I said, blank, no talk. So he got upset. He didn't speak to me. In the meanwhile, one day he didn't speak to me, right? So, in the meanwhile, you see me in the roza, and the iftar. Obviously, you take the iftar to the masjid and eat there. So now, another got to know something, and she can't say, why didn't you listen? Because there's no support for this. But now she has to patch the whole thing up, how to do it. So she made a nice iftari pasal. She said, I tell you, Mama ji ne jane diya do. Give this to uncle. It was difficult. So I thought I'm saying do the right thing. Right. But I gave that, the whole thing got pressed up. I know. This is the old people. They'll change. Listen, endure, don't pull up your face. But there's a chance, take the opportunity. All these things add up. All these things add up. So, small things, pull up your face. Get irritable. You want to back chat and say things. You may have your way. And then, in the long run, you lose out. You pull up your face, do something, say something. Right? But then who loses it then? If you just heard them alright, you shout away, you said something. You heard it. Class. Kuch keh diya, aapne sun diya. Baat khatam ho gayi. He said something, you heard. Another story. So what? Are you so great now that nobody will sell you anything? And then in those days, they telephoned to everybody. You know, the family elders, you are wrong, they tell you straight. They don't call you on the side, say, no, oh, I'm still going to do this. They just tell you straight. And you have to have that heart. Just when you listen to them, all right? He's an elder, and he knows what he's saying. And I'm a junior, and I know I must listen. Listen. See that the relationship that you have with your elder, what type of relationship, how you should be speaking to them, what smile you're supposed to show you, what etiquette you need to have with them. If they told you in the presence of anybody, or in private, openly or quietly. Out of all your students, they tell you, I know, for the Jalsa, the top masjid. It was the time for the start of the name of it. And now they're calling my name, I must come up. And I'm reluctant, because Harun Sahib is all that. 네, 안 그 소리. 이제 콜링용 구원이 필요한 어떤 거죠? 그런데 이건 normal relationship, met him up with him. Fine with him, fine with me. You can't see one thing to one person. Ek baat kehne jao, yeah, he disagrees me. He'll think of me. What will happen to me now? What will people think? My students and there's a jalsa day. Who will want tafsir will come around? Or that tafsir will be another shara. But you see, how to please the elder, keep them happy. But the, in that, the du'as that you get, the barakat that you get, the du'as that you get, the number of endurance being there at the side for the khidmat, whatever small or big khidmat they need, do it, do it this night. You see, you're not doing after that.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wal'aqibat al-muttaqeen. الصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز ما تعلم، إنك أنت الله العز الأكرم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، دقها وجلها، أولها وآخرها، علانيتها وسرها، يا أرحم الراحمين. Almost merciful Allah, almost kind Allah, almost compassionate Allah. يا الله, you love to forgive, يا الله. Ya Allah, you forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins you have committed openly, secretly, intentionally, unintentionally, knowingly and unknowingly, past, present and future, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become blackened with the sins that you have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, out of your infinite mercy, Ya Allah, out of your fazl and karam, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, once again purify this heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill this heart with your ma'rifat and your recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill this heart with the love of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. So that we can bring 100% deen in our lives, Ya Allah. 100% sunnat in our lives, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Oh, most compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our asatidah, Ya Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every ummati, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive each and every ummati, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant our parents hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant our family hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant our community hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant each and every ummati hidayat, Ya Allah. Allahumma ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada'i wa salihin. Wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Allahumma ihdina nasa wal-janna jami'a. Fi mashariq al-ardi wa magharibiha. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزى الله عنا نبينا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.